Page 73. Listening. Exercise 2. You are going to hear people talking about shopping in 6 different situations. Listen and choose the correct answer. Situation 1.
Look at all those bags. Where have you been?
Colin's dad took us out to Bicester Village. It's great there. All the brand name clothes are so cheap.
Really? How much did these jeans cost?
Only £63, and they're diesel.
But they're last year's jeans. I can tell by the design.
Yes, that's why they cost so much less. The latest design is no big deal to me, as long as it's a good brand. And look at how much money I'm saving.
That's true. It really is cheaper there. But it's so far from home, I'd have no way of getting there.
Situation 2.
Hi, I'd like to return this toy, please.
Yes, sir. May I ask why?
Yes, it's much smaller than I thought it was. The box is huge and the toy is tiny.
You're right, sir. But I can't accept it for return because the package is torn.
But I wasn't able to open it without tearing the box. I'd like to speak to your manager.
He's not here at the moment.
Well, I'm going to write a comment on Facebook about the bad service in this shop.
All right. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I can't give you your money back, but would you like to choose something else from the shop?
Situation 3.
It's one of those huge shops where you can keep walking. They've got nearly every brand of shoes in the world. Everything is out on the shelves. They don't keep any shoes in a back room. I finally saw some sports shoes and thought, I could really do with a new pair of these, but I couldn't find my size after going through all the boxes. I tried looking for an assistant, but there wasn't a single one in sight. I guess the lack of sales staff is what helps them keep their prices down, but no one at all? Finally, I was so exhausted I just gave up.
Situation 4.
If you buy anything online, the first thing to do is have a look at the online reviews. They'll give you a good idea of the advantages and disadvantages of each brand and model. Then it's time to find the best price. It's so much easier than running from shop to shop. Now, the main disadvantage of online shopping is that you're buying something without seeing it. And the best way to solve this is to go into a real shop to have a look at the item. You might be embarrassed asking to see something when really you have no intention of buying it. But everybody does it.
Situation 5.
Excuse me, madam. Could I have just a few minutes of your time?
Well, I don't know.
I'd just like to ask you a few questions. You look like the kind of person who uses the latest up-to-date technology. I was wondering what type of mobile phone you've got. Could I see it?
It's this kind here.
Oh, I see. And are you satisfied with it?
Yes, actually. I love it. I couldn't do without it.
Well, how would you like a mobile phone that's much faster and with many more functions? They're the newest thing, and we've got them at fantastic prices only this week.
Situation 6.
We've left our end-of-season sales a bit late this year. The other shops have already reduced their prices.
Absolutely. We've got to start right away. We could take all the jeans and sell them at 2 for the price of 1.
But there's no need to lower the prices on jeans. They're in demand all year round.
Okay, maybe we could mark these coats and sweaters 30% off.
We'll need to reduce them by 40% at least. They're the last thing we need in the shop at this time of year. Oh, and we should also advertise on the internet.
I don't know. That's very expensive.